You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Wake up, Christy Simone. How you doing? You have a good day in there. You got Dan Scheer was all over things in Green Valley, etc.
Correct.
An hour with Dave Eppiam, the Pima GOP chair.
We talked politics, naturalists, yeah. And what was the other thing we were doing? Oh, DM. And yeah. Now one day our lack of attention on the world of public education might bite us in the rear when it comes to possibly getting more or less missions at DM. This hour of Wake Up brought to you by Central Arizona Block. Check out CabcoAZ.com. Good morning to Brother Joe DeSimone, Blue Chip Planning. How are you, sir?
Great to be here, Brother Chris. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Joe. Shouldn't you be, like, checking stocks and bonds and the whole world is falling apart and the virus?
Don't you? We'll get there. We'll get there.
I'm scared.
Great setup question.
You know, but you're the man, so that's why you look calm.
But
so.
Before we get there, Joe was listening to he was very intent listening to your top of the hour news.
Okay.
Joe, there was a little disappointment, right, in Ed's news. What was your disappointment in Ed's news?
I thought the news was excellent, the way he covered Tucson.
Yes.
And the traffic. Oh.
There's a butt coming up.
But not a. There's nothing. You didn't mention anything about Pliskin Acres this morning.
Oh, that's right. There was a. Well, there.
I got one. It's probably the one we have together.
No, there's a new one. I forgot. Police are investigating a deadly shooting overnight, but it's on the south side of Campbell and Bilby, right south of Sunnyside High School. Somebody was found dead there in the apartment, they don't know who.
Give me the promo. Let's go. I got a Pliskin Acres update for you.
Oh, for the man. Hold on, I got to move things out of the way here.
That's all right.
One moment, please.
This is part of my deal with my brother.
I get it.
He comes in, does the show, and then we got to do this.
This guy's got to stop singing first. Hold on a second over here. Boom, boom, boom. It goes like, oh, Johnny Cash.
Love that song.
This is from K-Gun 9. This is from Maria Airy. Tucson Fire Department responded to a shed fire near Mount downtown.
That was big news.
Ed, this is the 3400 block of North Edith Boulevard, which I looked up, of course, is on Clindale. This is right in your hood. This is Clindale between Country Club and Dodge. This is...
It's his Pliskin Acres.
The heart of the acres.
A shed fire. Hold on. I got to do that again. If we have a shed fire, we have to do this. Hold on. This is like TV news. Hold on. Come on. Boom, boom. There's a shed fire today. We got two firemen and a big truck here and a lot of water going around. Back to you, bud.
40-foot flames at Alexander. Wow. High winds yesterday, Ed. Hey. High winds.
Yes. The doggy roads turned bad.
Now, I'm going to give you the last line of this story, right? And as the mayor and a man who's lived there
forever.
Since the Carter administration.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It says the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Ed, if there's a fire inside a shed in Pliskin Acres, we know what. What does that mean?
That means somebody was sleeping inside the shed. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Oh, I'm trying to keep warm.
Right. Someone was camping out in somebody's shed.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me the cause is still under investigation. Please. Come on.
I just, you know, Ed, I was sharing with Brother Chris that after this program, I have a breakfast meeting, and lady asked me, well, what do you recommend for breakfast? I said, let's just go to Pliskin Acres. They do things right.
Yeah, we do. We have to find a... I said, there's a Nico's there. We could do that. No, yeah. We'll find something for you.
Well, again, the three of us have to go to Mario's.
I know.
That's what we got to do. We got to get a greasy slice of cheese pizza.
Mwah!
It's also that, you know, it's Lent coming up.
It is
the fish
Lent,
place
yeah.
on Fort Lowell and Campbell there. No, it's been there for 100 years.
Yeah, that's... going to be a negatory for me, so get a cheese pizza, and you can live your Lenten dream. You can't do cheese?
Mario's is fine.
Okay.
Mario's is fine. If you guys really I mean, I've been waiting. I've been waiting 6 months. So I thought maybe you just really weren't interested.
No, I'm interested.
I know our friend, the chef. What's our buddy over there on the east side?
CJ.
CJ, I know. He'll be there.
All right.
So let's get with it.
All right. Before we all separate today, we're going to get our phones together, and we are going to do
a Mario
date.
Yay.
Okay.
Do it.
So get your Alka-Seltzer, and let's rock.
Come on.
So Ed wanted to know about the it's not Zika virus. I said Zika virus. That's an old one.
The Wu flu.
Tell me about the Wu flu in the markets, Joe DeSimone.
What an interesting story. You know, watching it with mom, who helps us in the office.
Yes.
This went on for weeks, and nobody cared. And the market kept hitting new highs, And it was... It was interesting how last week, it was around Wednesday or Thursday, the market just sold off for no apparent reason. They had mentioned that the Fed wasn't interested in lowering rates anymore at this juncture.
Right.
So I could see logarithms and computer models like, you know, blowing out circuits. because we're not going to, maybe the government's not going to give it any more candy. And it was a good time to be cautious. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if it was a few days later, all of a sudden this was a problem. You know, it's not contained, and maybe it was a chemical warfare. And once it hit Italy, you know, it was like, watch out below. And so it depends who you talk to. Some experts say... were greatly underestimated. Other experts say that with the warmer weather, like any flu, it may go away. There's other companies like Gilead and Myrna that are trying to put together vaccines.
How about the medical mask business? I assume that's a good place to be right now. They're going to sell more of those
masks.
They're
sold out in China.
Right. I guess my thing is with all of this, right? I take a lot of hits for this show, right? So this morning, after I sat down with the pup and a cup of coffee, I was watching Joe and Mika on Morning Joe today.
I'm sorry I missed them.
They were freaking out because Trump wasn't freaking out, right? They're like, he's taking all our lives in his hand. How dare he not freak out, right? It's like, you know, everyone knows that in that situation, the, quote, leaders... try to keep it together. Now, there may be other things going on in the background or whatever, but you do not want the President of the United States going, it's going freaking crazy!
He was trying to quarantine though, those people on a cruise, and 14 people snuck in.
Right.
And then I see Fox News had, from Dulles Airport in Washington, people flying on Air China and Air Japan. They're checking them at the gate. Why don't they just stop the flights?
So we did this story about 3 to 4 weeks ago, okay? This is the Canadian Broadcasting... No, it was one of the Toronto newspapers. Sorry, the Toronto newspapers. And they sent a reporter to the airport where there's these flights coming in from China, right? And what happened was, for the day, three flights came in from China, right? And there were, you know, 1,000 people at least on these three flights, right? And they found out, here's the process. You get, this is checking you, right? You come in and go, have you been to the Wuhan province on your trip? No. Do you feel like you might be sick? No.
No.
And they go, all right, welcome to Canada, eh?
You're good.
Right? That was the check going on at Toronto International Airport for the Wu fluers coming in from flights from China.
That's scary.
Right.
And it was talked about with who's ever in charge of the CDC or about that this could be chemical weapons that went awry.
Right.
Of course, that's unverified.
Well, whatever the thing is.
They have to have story. They have to have 24 hours
of story. Either that or the guy was eating the bat or whatever that stupid story was. So now... The Goombas in Italy are freaking out because they got a thing going now with this Wu flu, all right? So every Italian soccer game this week, which these stadiums have somewhere between 40 and 50,000 people in them,
yeah,
are going to play with nobody in the stands.
Oh, stop it.
Because of the Wu flu.
Well, I wouldn't go.
So, well, that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't go on a plane. I wouldn't go anywhere. Yeah.
This sounds like a Dr. Seuss thing. I would not go on a train. I would not go on a plane.
That's true.
And I wouldn't eat green eggs and ham either.
No. You got it. Exactly. That's about as simple as it gets, right? But no, CNN, we're waiting for the world to explode.
But
don't
you feel that?
They already have the snipe, the big red thing, you know, bulletin on the bottom. They already got that ready to go. But and Trump's not playing along, so they're having a real hard time with it.
I think it's a wild card. I don't know how you put your finger on it.
I don't either. That's why I'm asking you.
For businesses, it hasn't been helpful because these factories, like Apple, some of these high-tech chips, people are not showing up to work.
Yeah.
And so that production has stopped.
So what? So what if there aren't a gazillion iPhones sold today?
Oh, but...
So what?
Well, that's going to affect their earnings. And all these Wall Street analysts and have these models that... it's going to hurt their earnings, and they have a cash flow based on a certain interest rate and certain earnings.
Money, yeah.
So in the short term, but what if, I think the wild card is, what if it really closed for 6 months to a year? Because it's hard to get your fingers around it, and it's affecting, I think the interesting thing about this, it's affecting China. People kind of laughed at, what was the last one in Western Africa? The Nile?
We had West Nile, but then we were just talking, my wife and I had the Zika virus. That was that one that was in Brazil. Remember, and they did the World Cup. They were worried about that down there and the Olympics and all that stuff. And there was a little bit of effect of that. But I'm looking at my time. We got to go to break. 8:19 in the morning. Visit some of our great sponsors. Joe DeSimone, Chris DeSimone, Ed Alexander DeSimone. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30 The Voice. Johnny Cash's birthday. One of our dad's favorite songs. Wabash Cannonball. Wake up. So actually, if you go on my my Spotify account, this is the number one streamed Johnny Cash song.
Really?
Yep. It's his cover of Nine Inch Nails Hurt that he did with Rick Rubin on those last couple albums. So, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. It's Ed Alexander, Chris DeSimone. Ed's last day in the saddle for the week.
I'm going to take a couple days off.
He's got
going to the mountaintop like you, though.
No.
No, I'm going to the desert, but that'll be good.
You got a huge week coming up. Huge weekend. We'll tell you about it next week.
Yeah.
But so he's rocking. Joe DeSimone's here, brother Joe.
Morning, Joe.
What did your caller have for us?
Oh, just say that the Grand Prix, the Chinese Grand Prix, was postponed because of, you know, but everything is being postponed because of.
Right.
It's when they postpone the Olympics, that's the one that people are finally going to go, oh, you can't do that. It's like I was saying to him on the phone. It's like, why do they let people fly the planes in like you did? Like, just like you said. And you get off and say, how you feel? I feel fine. Yeah, and you bring the flu over, okay? You bring over an epidemic. So why do they let them in the country? Because it would be mean not to, right? Until your person dies, until your aunt dies.
So let me throw this out to you.
The flu.
In this political world right now, and the Trump derangement syndrome,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Let's say a month ago, Trump said either we're going to do really strict, like really strict stuff, or we're going to basically block all flights
from China.
From China.
Yeah.
And I encourage Mexico and Canada to do the same thing. Or
he's
something like
mean.
That.
He's
more than
crazy.
That. What would he be? He'd be a racist.
A xenophobe.
Right? Okay.
Right? So this is how the politics would play out, right?
Oh, they would love that, wouldn't they?
So let's go to the discussion of, remember when he wanted to do a 90-day ban on people coming in from certain countries in the Middle East?
The same ones that Obama had already on the list.
Correct.
Yes.
So most of these were already named by the Obama administration as big sponsors of terrorism-type countries, right? So you want to do a 90-day, but 90 days, that's it. And this is, now he's a xenophobe, a racist, whatever, right? It would have been the same thing if he went hard early, which he probably should have, and said, hey, we need these flights coming into the North America from China, we need to kill it for like a month right now, right?
Right.
Joe and Mika, Mika would be like, oh, he's such a racist. That's how weird
the
world is right now.
Until her dad gets the damn flu, and then it's like, oh, my God, it's a pandemic.
No, literally, they were pounding on him because he hasn't shown enough panic.
Yes. I mean, that's crazy. And ask any college kid if they remember the thing that you just mentioned, and they'll go, no, I just want Bernie. I mean, they don't even remember history from 3 years ago. It's crazy.
So Joey and I are going to shift gears on you. It's IRA season. And it's IRA season because a lot of folks over the last so many decades have started some sort of IRA-type program because their accountant said, you should do this for the tax benefits. And then what happens is you kind of sit there and go, wow, seems like my money's not really doing as much as I'd like for it to do. So, Joe, we're going to go to break in about 2 minutes, but I want you to set up what we're going to do when we come back in the next segment as we talk about IRA season.
Well, we're going to start, Brother Chris, by looking at Mother's IRA. I just received a statement back year over year.
Don't say anything yet. Just
not going to say anything. It's February 10th was the anniversary, so... I think there's a lot to unpack in it, how the crediting worked, how the bonus, how the income and inheritance value worked, as well as some of the lock-ins, liquidity, and how the indexes are reset for the following year.
So we're talking about mom's indexed annuity.
Yes.
That she has.
Yes.
And we're going to explain through what this statement, her annual statement is, how this thing works and how it is really a nice way to participate in some of the gains of the market, but also not chancing any principal. Does that sound as an appropriate way to describe
that? It's beautiful. No worries about the coronavirus or if Joe and Mika are indignant about the president's actions. You sleep beautifully. However, you stop becoming a slave to the banking system where they're paying you through a bean blower. You know, because they're keeping us safe and you have nothing to show for it. So this is a way to be safe and have an opportunity to profit in this low interest environment, which... it's beyond my intellectual capacity, but even after a decade later, interest rates have gone lower.
Right.
So it's somewhat of an anomaly.
So if you have any money, it doesn't have to be IRA money per se, tax-qualified money, but if you have money that you feel like it's at, you know, one of the big banks or something, or some other investments that you just feel like savings vehicles that you feel are just dragging along, And you're like, oh, the stock market's blowing up, blah, blah. How do I get a little bit of that action without having to chance my money? So we're going to do that when we come back using a real-life example of our mother's own statement.
Mother's own statement. I mean, I can't make it any more clearer.
All right. Chris and Joe, Ed Alexander, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Last night we had our awards banquet for the CDO girls soccer team.
Oh.
Very fun night. I got my my gift for, I'm going to drive you guys crazy with it next week. My gift for being the announcer for the PA announcer for the season.
Yes.
They gave me the toy Baby Shark microphone. So it plays the Baby Shark song and then I get to sing along with it and it amplifies my voice.
So you
it sounds like you're underwater when you're singing.
I can't wait. Yeah. So now you're going to have the fake news button.
Right.
You got your sound effects machine.
Correct.
And now you're going to have the Baby Shark mic.
Yeah.
This is good.
This is the...
We're taking it another level.
Nothing but the cutting-edge technology here at Bustos Media.
No, we have ratings are on right now. That's why they have all the special things on TV. This is it. We just ratcheted it up with the baby shark. This is good.
And then congratulations to Coach Dave Perrone. He actually announced his retirement from coaching last night at the end of the party. He was the coach at Sal Point for a long time and the last so many years. And he's a Wakey. Ed, so he's listening.
Oh, I met Dave at the game.
Right.
Nice man.
So anyway, Dave announced his retirement last night.
Congratulations. And, enjoy.
He's a fine man, and we're happy to have him amongst the wakey population. Joe DeSimone, brother Joe, Blue Chip Planning, bluechipplan.com, if you want to find out more about what Joe does to help people save some money in a smart way. Joe, you're going to introduce everyone. Who knew this is going to be happening? Mom's indexed annuity statement. This is a big moment on the show.
Mama D's.
Mama D.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is a client profile.
We walk the walk at the DeSimone family.
Somebody in, 78 years old, risk averse, not interested in market fluctuation, not interested in a lot of complicated things that she wouldn't understand.
Right.
And again, it's part of a well-diversified portfolio of many different assets. We're not saying this should be your only asset. We're certainly not telling people to take a mortgage on your house and do this or some crazy desperate thing. You know, it's for that income, it's for that money that you have, discretionary funds that from a long-term perspective you want to allocate for growth and the ability to take income from it. And I think number three, which is certainly very important to folks, but it becomes passed over, is how do we distribute this to the next, our widow or our children? How does this all work?
Sure.
Especially in the light of the Secure Act, which had taken away the ability to stretch out proceeds.
Right, to minimize or at least stretch out the taxation over a certain amount of time.
Right. Now it's 10 years, do or die.
Okay.
So I think in that context, in that background, I think a lot of people that listen to this show would be in a similar situation. I've certainly met quite a few people at the parties, the Wake Up Tucson cocktail hours, and they're good people. In general, do I think they really understand markets? No. I think a lot of people kind of follow what they hear in general, and they kind of go with what their neighbor. Had they really sat down and thought about the implications? Most people, and I say this over a 30-year career. Now, do people have resources of advisors, or are there certain resources? Yes, there are.
Yep.
But I don't think people, again, most people don't want to take the time to really study that and master it. They kind of glance at it. And what's so interesting about this time in financial planning and financial history, here we are 10 years into a bull market, and we keep talking about lowering the interest rates.
Right.
This is what's such an anomaly about it. And, anybody that's been following the stock market for the last 20, if not 30 years, that's not how it worked. The Federal Reserve always came in, raised rates, and took, as Alan Greenspan said, took the punch away, took right. the punch bowl away
right.
from the party. So when we look at this program.
Now, this is an indexed annuity. Give me the technical definition of that for someone who's kind of heard of that but has no idea what it is.
Well, it's issued by a major life insurance company, an A-rated company or better. It has ironclad guarantees by the company. It's basically like having a CD with an insurance company in an analogy. It's like having a CD with an insurance company. They're going to pay you a certain interest rate over time, over a period of time. You can select the years. Some are 3 years, some are 5 years, some are 10 years, some right. are more. But that's part of what you talk to your financial person about. Now, the indexing is interesting because for years, annuities were based on fixed interest, similar to CDs. We know from our old Knights of Columbus days that annuities by an insurance company would always be about a point, if not more, than the CD at the bank.
Right.
And when I was 22 years old, interest rates, when I started, the Knights of Columbus were paying 7% interest on a single premium tax-deferred annuity.
Right.
And it had a guaranteed floor, never to go below 3.5%. That's outstanding. I mean, that's astounding, right?
Right.
How you know, things can change.
Correct.
So with that said, indexing comes in where people with fixed interest falling off the table.
Right.
These insurance companies found a way to link your crediting to the Standard & Poor's 500 and major market indexes without your money being in the stock market, without your money being in a security, without your money having the potential for a loss of principal. There's market fluctuation, but you cannot wake up one day and say, gee, the market went down, where's my money?
Correct.
So it's back. However, it's all backed and guaranteed by the strength of the carrier you may have. And some companies are certainly stronger and older than others.
So basically, there's an established anniversary date of the policy, of the annuity, and what happens is whatever it is on that date gets locked in, right?
In a very general concept.
Yes. All right.
And what they're doing is they're buying options. They're taking the interest, they're making off their general fund at the company, and they're buying options to give us this upside potential. Gotcha. Fair enough?
That's fair enough. Thank you, sir. If you have a question about any of this, 790-2040. You can also call Joe in his cell later, 820-3058. What do you got? Let's see what this last statement looks like for Mom. And
now, this is non-qualified. This was some money laying around doing nothing that was rotting in the bank, going absolutely nowhere, that we dumped in. And contract date, February 11th, 2016.
Okay.
So year over year, there was in two indexes. It was linked to the annual point-to-point with spread Bloomberg U.S. Dynamic Balance and then the monthly sum NASDAQ 100 index. And so the annual point-to-point was spread Bloomberg U.S. Dynamic Balance Index 2.
He really is reading you the statement, folks.
11.24%. And then on the monthly sum NASDAQ 100 index, 6.33%. So since it was basically 50-50.
Right.
Total weighted interest rate, 8.78%. 8.78%.
Tax deferred.
There's no fee. There's no tax. It's a straight up deal for something that's legally considered a guaranteed product. A legal reserve insurance contract guaranteed product. It's not in the stock market, but this money made 8.78%.
All right, we got to go to break. 8:46 in the morning. Joe DeSimone, Chris DeSimone, BlueChipPlan.com. If you want to meet with Joe for a cup of coffee and find out more about this, 820-3058. You got another one for us when we come back?
I have another one, but I would also like to show you how the income and inheritance rider went up time and a half.
Gotcha. Joe DeSimone, Chris DeSimone, trying to make your money work a little smarter for you. 8:46 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson on 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. A boy named Sue.
Yeah, there you go.
See, we grew up in a household with a guy, our dad, you know, total Italian-American.
Back east in New York.
Back in New York. Yeah. And he had one of the original Johnny Cash LPs from Sun Records.
Oh, right.
That's the household Joe and I grew up in.
Very cool.
That and Chet Atkins. coming from. He had the other stuff too, but
so my brother-in-law is coming in from moving from D.C. Finally moving back to Tucson.
D.C.
Yeah, he stops in Memphis on the weekend, and he texts me a picture, and it's a picture of the outdoors of the Sun Studios.
Oh, nice!
And I knew without saying it, I knew exactly what it was. He says, "What do you want?" And I said, you know, a keychain would be fine. It's okay. Coasters would be fine.
Koozie?
Okay. But yeah, I have a koozie there. But coasters in the shape of a record that says Sun when the label would be cool. Okay.
That's true.
So anyhow, he got me a Johnny Cash, never played Virgin 45. What happens is they have a ton of these in the warehouse. They're not the hits. But they're all original pressings, not repressing. So I've got a new Johnny Cash. I can't remember which one. Blue something or whatever. Blue Train or so. I don't know, but
okay. Yeah. You got a repressing.
No, it's original pressing. They said they had boxes of them.
You're getting a repressing. You know what that'd be? Depressing.
Oh. Sucked. On the other hand.
We're hanging out with my brother, Joe.
Oh, and
yes.
John said we should have our other meetings at Bobo's.
Bobo's.
There you go.
Is that the place that makes giant cinnamon rolls?
I don't know what they make, but there's a big long line of college kids there every day.
That'll be another discussion for another day.
Yes.
Joe DeSimone, Blue Chip Planet. He just read you off of our mother's indexed annuity statement that you can secure your principal and have guarantees and also make a healthy return on your dollar.
And here
it can happen.
It again, it has to be suitable for the person. There's all kinds of always disclosures. But here's the reality of what happened. Now, we talked about 8.78% on a guaranteed product.
Right.
Now, here's the beauty of it. The contract date's February 11th.
Yes.
So now this is locked in. This gain of 8.78 now becomes part of principal that can no longer be lost back because the market has some problem.
Okay, so it does lock in your gain on that date.
That's the beauty of it. That's what makes it unique. That you made it, and now you're going to keep it, and you cannot lose it back at any point. Even if the market was to really have a hiccup 5 years from now,
right,
and was to fall, you cannot lose this back. You can never go backwards with this product. So the annual lock of your gain is a very powerful and unique concept that people over 50 that I find, they just love. Once they kind of, you know, get through the smoke and what they might have heard and they see, gee, this is a reality and it's locked in, it's very, very attractive alternative to a lot of things out there.
All right, let's get to your next one. We got a few minutes to go, so you have another statement here, right?
Well, the other item I mentioned is that there is a inheritance part of this or an income rider that could be. So actually, on that money
right.
that would go to family, that makes time and a half. So at we said 8.78 is 9%.
Right.
The account that will be sent to the kids is closer to 13.5 growth.
Gotcha.
And then that's locked in. You cannot lose that back. 13.5% to give to your family or know down the road that this would go to your family. It'd be paid out over 5 years, so it's not going to be taxed all at once. So it's a nice benefit. Considering what's going on in the Secure Act.
If you want to invest a little bit of your time and find out more about this, remember Joe's number, 820-3058. If you forget any of that, hit us at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com, and we will connect you with Joe.
So as we're kind of coming down the rail here.
Yes.
We just had another one, February 21st. This is another major company. This is the life insurance contract. Based on indexes, there was over $2 million in here, living cash value.
Right.
And we spread it out over 5 indexes. We spread it out over the Bloomberg Dynamic Index, the S&P 500 Index, NASDAQ 100 Index, and then a blended with the Dow, Russell, and some exposure to Europe. Never in the stock market, never a security. The anniversary date on this was February 21st. So this money is now locked in and cannot be lost back. So let's look at the return. Bloomberg U.S. Dynamic Index, annual point-to-point, 14.19%. 14.19%. That interest credited was over $53,000. That segment went to $482,769. That's in a guaranteed product.
Yep.
That's in a life insurance product that most financial personalities haven't figured out yet. Number two, S&P index, it hit the cap, so that was at 10.25. The blended index annual point-to-point was 12%. NASDAQ annual index performance annual point-to-point was 8%. And the one that just tickled me no end was the NASDAQ 100 index on a monthly sum, 16.55%.
This is in a guaranteed annuity product.
This is in a guaranteed product called an Index Universal Life. 16.55%. The interest paid or credited on that policy was $61,950.68. So at the end of the year, that was now worth $482,769. And so now we had a gain of $53,000, $38,000, $61,000, $29,000, and $44,000. Here's the beauty of it. This happened on the 21st. That's locked in. This last market craziness has no effect on it.
All right. If you want to find out how to live the best of both worlds, secure your basis, and at the same time, you want to participate in the gains of what's going on in the market, 820-3058, 820-3058, or email us at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. Joe, thank you for your service as always, sir.
Chris, thank you. And this is the best way to lock in your gains each year and not lose it back. Yeah, other things may have done just as well, if not better, but you always have the risk at some point you're going to cough it up. And this prevents you from coughing up your gains.
Ed Alexander, I'll see you on Tuesday for you personally. We'll be back tomorrow. We got Vic Williams, David Schweikert. We have Ryan Larson.
And then we have
the folks from the PGA Golf Tournament at the Tucson National will also be here.
Sweet.
Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice.